Come one, come all, tell me your birth year, and I'll tell you your future.
You're into fortune-telling now, Don?
Step right up and be amazed. Let me be more specific. Tell me what year you were born in, and I'll tell you which strain of bird flu you're most likely to get really sick from. Or at least tell me if you were born before or after the late 1960s.
After.
Let me look into my crystal ball here. And it looks like you'll be hardest hit by the H5 strain.
Your crystal ball told you that.
All right, the jig is up. No crystal ball is involved. After analyzing a lot of data on cases of bird flu, scientists figured out that the first flu virus you're exposed to as a child determines which strain of virus will be unlikely to cause you to become severely ill or die from in the future. That's because all the 18 known strains fall into two categories. And if, as a child, you're exposed to a virus that's in the same group as a virus you get later in life, you're protected from it. Since H5, a newer strain, falls into the same group as H1 and 2, people who were exposed to H1 and H2 as children, that is, people who were born before the late 1960s, which is when those strains were widespread, are protected from H5. Similarly, H3 is in the same group as H7, another new strain, so people exposed to H3 as children, people born after the late 1960s, have protection against H7.
I don't know if I'd call that fortune-telling, but I am impressed.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.